Welcome to MPL Talks. I'm your host, Anthony, and I'm here with Aisley.
Hi.
Justin.
I am Justin, and yeah. I am here.
And we're also here with a guest, James. He's also my friend.
Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Oh, we've been calling you James.
I know.
Oh, well, yeah, see, so. Jimmy from now on.
No, Jimmy. No, James.
Wait. Do you want to be called Jimmy or James?
Some of my friends call me Jimmy for no reason. I don't know why.
So right. James is what you want.
Well, that's my actual name.
Yes.
James. So,
James, right. James. Okay. Anyways, we're going to do summer reading, like what we like best about summer reading.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about James because he's new. And we're also going to talk about something that's pretty cool. It's a secret announcement until we talk about it. So we're going to start off with what was our favorite parts about summer reading? Justin, what was your favorite part?
My favorite part of summer reading was watching everyone participate in summer reading. It was pretty fun. I made like the summer reading program, so it was cool to watch everyone do it and do it successfully. One of my favorite parts of summer reading, too, that I just did is counting the tickets. So I know how many tickets in total were put in buckets for summer reading, which is pretty fun. Because do you guys have any guesses for how many tickets there were for summer reading?
Nope, absolutely not.
Aisley, got any guesses?
Like 20.
Like if you had to guess, Aisley,
20? There was a load of people. Yeah. What are you talking about?
No guesses? Oh, ow. Okay, see, that's bumped the table. Take a guess, Anthony. Any sort of guess?
Yeah. All right.
Every book that was checked out, you got a ticket
okay.
for summer reading.
Right. That I got a ticket?
No, every single book that a patron of the library checked out over summer reading, they got a ticket for a prize drawing.
All right. 1,750.
Okay. Aisley, do you have any guess?
Nope.
Imagine all right. She goes for one. That would be funny.
James, do you have any guess?
Two.
All right. I can promise you, James, it was more than two. Would you like to hear the actual number?
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
4,964 tickets.
What?
Almost 5,000 tickets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just for like the white ticket prizes, you know, for just the drawings. But then there's a big ticket prize that you got for coming to events and getting your buttons and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There were about 500 of those tickets, too.
That's more tickets than the show that I did.
We'll get into that show when we talk about James later, probably.
Yeah, okay, so my favorite part about summer reading was, all the activities, because I liked hanging out with everybody. It was pretty cool, and the podcast is pretty cool, so keep doing that.
All right, yeah, we will keep doing it.
I liked all of it. I don't have a favorite.
All right. James wasn't here for summer reading,
James,
so...
James, if you had to think of something that would be fun to do during the summer reading, what would you think?
Probably podcasts.
Yeah? Podcast has been pretty fun.
Yeah, really fun.
Yeah, so I guess we should probably give an update about the future of the podcast, too, because school starts next month. What's the date that school starts? Do you guys know?
Nope.
I'm homeschooled, so.
School starts
homeschooled,
whenever Aisley...
And he's homeschooled.
Yeah. You're all homeschooled, awesome. So it doesn't really matter for you guys. So I think it starts on August 23rd, but you guys aren't going to be able to help me out with that.
I'm starting school when my brother goes
to
college.
I could ask Gabby.
When your brother goes to college? Oh, where's your brother going to college?
BG.
Oh, cool.
Nice. I could ask Gabby.
All right. Well, anyways, so during the school year, Podcast Club is going to go down to once a month. Yeah. So it'll be the first Wednesday of the month. We'll record a podcast and tell people about what's coming up that month and what happened the month before.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yep. So that's the plan for the future.
Except I won't have too much to do at the library then. Sad.
Well, you can plan sweet segments. We could have longer podcasts.
True. That'd be awesome like this.
Cool. We got a pretty sweet segment coming up today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We also have a special announcement to do. People, if they've been listening to the podcast for the past couple, they might know a certain date was arriving, and said date has now passed. And
so now...
Aisley is a year older.
Oh, yeah. Her birthday was yesterday.
August the 2nd. Aisley, how was your birthday?
Good.
Did you do anything special for your birthday?
We went to... I woke up at like 9 in the morning.
That's early.
And then we went to a pancake house, because my brother works there.
Pancakes? I love pancakes.
Okay. Like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, pancakes are awesome. Like, I could have, like, 4 pancakes at a time. in one meal, not, like, at a time. Like,
right.
But you get it.
Do you like pancakes?
Yes.
What kind of pancakes do you like?
Have you ever tried Hungry Jack?
I have not tried Hungry Jack.
It's, you have to make the pancakes, but okay. It's really good.
Is it? I'll have to try Hungry Jack. Aisley, So, birthday pancake, what do you get?
I don't know.
You don't remember what you had?
Pancakes,
no. I had, like, cinnamon pancakes.
Cinnamon pancakes?
And they had, they're like cinnamon buns. Mm. Like, they have, like, the drizzle and such on it. Really good.
So that was pretty good.
Cinnamon is pretty good, though.
So, did you have cake? You don't like cake, right?
No,
so,
I had cheesecake.
Oh, nice. That's what I had for my birthday.
I love cheesecake.
Cheesecake is awesome. Mm-hmm. My mom has it for her birthday.
For the strawberry festival, my dad got me some cheesecake. It was so good.
Ooh, was it just like original cheesecake or is it something special?
I think it was original.
Awesome. Easily, what kind of cheesecake do you have for your birthday?
I had original.
Mm. Do you put anything special on top of it or just original cheesecake? No strawberries?
Nothing on it.
Nothing on it?
Nothing on it is good.
All right. Do you get birthday presents on your birthday?
Yeah.
Well, did you get anything sweet?
Well, my family, we were getting, like, e-bikes and such.
Whoa. Okay.
And, like, my mom and my dad and me were getting e-bikes. And mine ended up showing, mine ended up being here on my birthday. So
that's a pretty good birthday. Good timing. Have you guys ever ridden an e-bike before?
No.
They're scary.
Are they?
How fast is it? We got, 28 miles an hour once.
You went 28 miles an hour?
Kind of.
Kind of.
They're really
kind of.
Scary. They have, throttles like a motorcycle.
Man.
Scary.
And you can ride that thing?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. All right, anything else cool you want to say about your birthday?
Oh, we went to this climbing place. It's you have, climbing walls and, they have, a ropes course. So and then it's my favorite part. They have a zip line there.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
I've went on a zip line before, but not like an actual outdoor zip line, like an indoor zip line.
I've done an outdoor inside before.
Cool.
It was super scary, but really fun.
Yeah. What do you know what this place was called that you went ziplining at, Aisley?
No.
Okay. Well, if she figures it out, we'll let you know. But if you want to go ziplining, I think Aisley might recommend it.
Yes.
Everyone here has gone ziplining.
Yep.
And everyone here recommends it, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Ziplining is cool. Yeah. Be cool.
Very cool.
All right. You want to send it to the next spot, Anthony?
Yeah.
All right. What's up next?
Hungry man.
James is up next.
All right. What does that mean?
All right. So, James, you lived in Florida. What do you like about Florida?
My cousins live there. Well, Florida is a really nice place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went on a vacation there again.
Oh, yeah? So you moved from Florida, then you went back there for vacation?
Then
we went... what was one cool thing about living in Florida?
It has to be the beach, and it's always nice outside. Yeah, only bad really part, the weather goes...
Yeah, were you in a spot by Florida, where there's hurricanes and stuff?
Yeah.
You never had to deal with that?
We lived in an apartment.
Okay, so you probably didn't have to deal with it too much?
It was your apartment by the beach?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, nice. You go swimming all the time? You ever see a shark?
Yeah, damn. Well, I've seen a rock that looks like a shark too.
Okay, well, we'll count it.
About shark teeth. Yeah. I went to South Carolina a while ago, and I found 3 shark teeth.
Oh, you found 3?
3?
Whoa.
Bro.
So, did you live in Florida your whole life? Up till now? Oh, so you've been, in areas where there's snow and stuff.
I'll give it down.
Have you ever been somewhere where there's winters with snow?
I think I lived there for, a year, and we moved to Ohio.
All right. So, you've experienced the snowy weather before.
Yeah.
All right. Because it kind of stinks. So.
It's supposed to be, 100 degrees today.
It's very hot.
We moved to Ohio because
it's cool here. Yeah, cool beans.
Also because we don't have to deal with gosh darn F3 tornadoes going.
You had tornadoes going around your house?
Basically, man.
That would be scary.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fix the weather, Florida.
Yeah, listen, Florida's gotta fix the weather. Yeah. Florida, if you're listening, fix that.
Yeah, fix that, man. Fix that.
I went to Florida, maybe 5, 6, 7 times.
Uh-huh.
For each time, I think each time was for my birthday.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, we just went on the beach because we had this, rented house by the beach, and mm-hmm. it was pretty cool. So.
Sweet.
Very cool.
Anything else we should ask James about? I have something we should ask James about.
Yeah.
I heard James mention something when he first came in here that he is used to the spotlight because... he was at one time the Humpty Dumpty.
And I'm still in that class today, baby. Let's go.
Tell us about the Humpty Dumpty experience. What does that mean?
It's kind of nerve-wracking because...
So is this a play that you were in?
It was like a full-on show.
It was a show?
It's all rhymes, no reason.
Yeah? Oh, okay. That's what the show's called?
Yeah.
Okay. Where was that at? Like your school?
It was at a school.
Okay. It's close to the library, I think. It's right, like...
Oh, no. We didn't perform there. We performed at a high school.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
So was that was in here in Norwalk?
Yeah, it was here. It was here.
Oh, so if listeners are listening and they think your voice sounds a little familiar, they might know you from the Humpty Dumpty.
Well,
the No Rhymes, No Reason production.
Well, we didn't, like, sing or nothing, but... So I was... So my sister...
Mm-hmm.
Aubrey, if you're listening, you were a good Lady Butterstick.
A Lady Butterstick? That was her character?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then another one of my sisters was... Mm-hmm. A blind mice that goes and pushes us off.
Wait, people can't see what you're... Because this is an audio podcast, so what did you do?
I went like... So I had my hands like this, and I went, yahoo!
And you pushed her?
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting. So
they had to push us, like... They had a canes, too. They had to go...
Did someone push you off of a wall?
Oh, it was kind of... No.
Because you're Humpty Dumpty, right? You had to fall off a wall.
Yeah, we did fall off a wall.
Did you have, like, a pillow cushion, though?
So, like, the front part... Is a full-on... We just have our pillow stuffed in there.
Yeah.
To make you look like an egg.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's to make us look fat.
All right, so would you say that you were the star of this play?
There was... Okay, Jacob, Renly...
Well, there's a bunch of Humpty Dumpties.
And Alex. So, 4 Humpty Dumpties.
Wow. Well, you're all just named Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty... Hey, Humpty Dumpty 1. Hey, Humpty Dumpty 2.
All right. Anything else about James we should know? What's something cool about yourself, besides the Humpty Dumpty thing?
I know how to throw throwing knives.
That is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
We do that in a safe spot, though, right?
I leave it at my grandma's house since they live in the country.
Oh, okay. So a safe spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I have one more thing to tell us about.
Yeah.
Mom, if you're listening, thank you for doing my costume.
Oh, your mom made your Humpty Dumpty costume?
Yeah, she makes the costumes mm-hmm. for the class.
Oh,
and plus, the studio's, like, right here. We had to go in the studio and get permission for me to be here
mm-hmm.
from my mom. So we had to run.
Oh, to be on the podcast club?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll try and get my mom to sign me up for this. It seems really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
It
would
is
you
very
say?
Fun.
Yeah? Aisley, you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
all right. Aisley, do you have any questions for James?
No.
All right, I think we know all we need to know about James.
Yeah.
Send us to the next spot, Anthony.
All right,
food. I'm starving, bro.
Okay. All right, yeah, so I came up with the idea to get a bunch of candy and then rate it from F to A, or A to F.
A to F would be the right way to say that.
A plus to F.
Yeah.
So we have in front of everyone at the table, except for me, because I'm the producer, I can't get myself on a sugar rush because then the podcast will just fall to pieces. Everyone's got a plate of candy in front of them.
Yes.
I have a 12-sided dice.
Yeah.
I will roll this dice, and whatever it lands on will be the candy that you try.
Okay.
I would like for you, before you try the candy...
We should list them all.
Yeah, explain what it looks like. So rate... You're going to rate the candy on, like, its presentation. Okay?
Like how good it tastes.
Yes, and presentation of the way it looks before you try it, the inside, and then we'll do the taste, all right?
All right.
All right, okay. So everyone, if you could take your candy plate and kind of hold it on your lap, so if you have to scoot your chairs back, because it's going to sound crazy to the listeners.
Yeah, probably.
With you guys reaching on your plate all the time. So, yeah, scoot your chairs back, put your candy on the lap. Here's the numbers. So number one will be Dots, and I'll remind you as I roll this. Number two is going to be Sour Patch Kids. 3 is going to be Charleston Chews. I've never had one of those before. 4 is going to be Skittles. 5 is going to be Peanut Butter M&M's, arguably the best kind of M&M's.
Yeah, agreed.
That was number 5. Number 6 is going to be the Toxic Waste. Ooh. So that's really sour. Aisley will not be trying to toxic waste.
Yeah, the toxic waste. If she tries that, her tongue is going to go.
But the boys will. The boys will.
The boys. Seven is going to be extreme airheads.
Extreme.
Airheads. Or airheads extreme.
Yeah.
Eight is going to be Snickers. Nine is going to be Kit Kats. 10 is going to be Reese's Cups. 11 will be Whatchamacallits, and 12 will be the worst candy of all time, in my honest but right opinion, Almond Joys. All right, you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starving here.
So you're going to hear a tap on the table. Listeners, that will be the dice rolling. And then we're probably just going to, you're going to hear some weird sounds because we're eating candy. So
yeah, we're going to do ASMR.
All right, so here we go.
Do what I got.
First up is number 12. The worst candy out of the way first, Almond Joys. All so right. First, look at your Almond Joys. Tell me what you think about the presentation.
It kind of looks like a fingernail. It looks like a fingernail.
it's like a camel.
No, I think it looks like a
camel. Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, it's got like camel humps on it.
Mm-hmm. But
it looks disgusting.
It does look disgusting.
What do you mean? It looks kind of weird.
It kind of looks good, but I like almonds.
All right, go ahead and taste it.
All right, I'm so gonna everyone open is, my water bottle.
Yeah, good idea. All right, people are tasting.
Okay.
Tell me about what you're tasting.
It's crunchy.
What flavors are coming through?
And okay. Almond is very weird. So.
Aisley does not like it at all. She's instantly good. Drinking water.
It is kind of weird, yes.
This is very good for me.
All right,
me.
What kind of textures are in there?
It's like soft and crunchy.
Disgusting.
No, disgusting?
Mm-hmm.
And James just put the whole thing in his mouth. He just went for it. All right, so Almond Joys, go ahead and rate it. Don't tell me what your rating is. Just give it an A through an F. We don't have pencils, so actually just tell me what you would rate it.
All right.
Anthony's up first for the rating.
I'd say AC.
AC?
Yeah.
All right, so just passing. James, what would you rate that?
Probably a B.
A B? James liked it a lot. Aisley?
F.
Aisley barely even ate a piece of that. Okay. All right, next up is... Whoa, catch it. What is it?
Seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is Airhead Extreme.
Airhead Extreme looks pretty colorful. It's like a rainbow.
Yeah, read the presentation of that. It is kind of rainbow.
Oh my god, you accidentally gave me two. It's like it's a rainbow.
You better eat
sparkle.
Them both.
It's a rainbow sparkle stuff.
All right, Aisley, what do you think about the presentation? Oh, that's an interesting tactic for how you're going to eat that. Aisley is rolling her Airhead Extreme up. All right, everyone's tasting.
I just chugged mine, bro.
Tasting. James chugged his. I did not know you could chug a piece of candy, but I honestly think he did. Because it's gone. Aisley has not spit hers out this time. So that could be good. Anthony's is gone.
This has to be
very good.
Has to be an A+.
Yeah, tell me about the textures. What are you tasting? Is it sour?
Tastes like an airhead
to
me.
It's like
kind of sour.
It's kind of sour, but also like the right amount of sour.
Oh,
like
right.
It's the sour of... hold on. Anthony accidentally gave
like
me two.
Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, like a flattened Sour Patch Kid.
We do have Sour Patch Kids here.
Mm-hmm. There are Sour Patch Kids on your plate.
Which are in watermelon form.
They're actually watermelon kids sour.
Sour watermelon. All right, watermelon
so
kids.
What would you rate this, Anthony?
All right, I'm going to go an A.
A
is pretty good.
All right, not an A plus.
I'm doing A too.
An A? Aisley, what do you give it?
A plus.
Wow, all right.
It's good. It's good.
It is
we
good.
All like Airhead Extremes here. All right, you ready for the next one?
Yeah.
You guys need to take a sip of water, clean, cleanse your palate. Oh, James, I don't think that's how you drink water. But you know what? Whatever works. All right. That was
it is for me.
The most interesting way I've ever seen someone drink water from a water bottle before. I mean, that was interesting. All right, here we go. We got six.
No!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, this is a James and Anthony project. This is
no!
Time for the toxic waste.
Oh, I was saving this
unless
for last.
Unless you guys want to save it for
yeah,
last.
Yeah, right, save it for last. I don't want my tongue to be dying, man.
Yeah, there's no way we could clear that out. Like,
yeah, we'll save it
for last.
We'd
have to drink like 20 gallons of water, man.
Yeah, we'll save it for last. Okay, what we got?
What did we get?
12.
12. We already did 12.
Yeah, we already did
12.
Again.
Yeah. Four. Number four is the Skittles.
Ah, yes, my
taste
favorite.
Taste the rainbow.
Yes, my favorite candy.
Wow, Aisley was fast to eat that, so I'm going to think that she might like Skittles. What colors did you guys eat? Aisley, what color did you get?
Red.
Okay. Color?
Orange.
Orange. James, what color? I think you've ate like five of them. James' mouth is full of Skittles right now. All right, tell me about the flavors. How's it going?
I already know James is going to rate it A+. He said it was his favorite than
yeah,
when
he's
we bought
really
all
just chowing down on those right now. What do you think about the flavors, Aisley? Meh. All
right, it's too less sweet to be a candy.
You want to know something interesting about Skittles?
Yeah.
They're not actually flavored, they're scented. If you plug your nose and eat a Skittle, you won't be able to tell what flavor it is. And then when you unplug your nose, you'll get the flavor.
That's weird.
It is weird.
That is
you should try it sometime. I'm not even kidding. That's the truth.
My mouth is full.
Yeah, well, you ate a lot of Skittles.
Yeah, we should. I'm going to rate it a B because it's, I don't know, it's like, it's not, I don't think it was like sweet enough to be a candy. I mean, it's a candy, but it's like.
Like a chew?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like gum. It's like gum.
Hey, what do you think about it, Aisley?
Do you want to switch
C.
the.
C? Why a C? What do you not like about
it's
it?
It's lemon, man.
I just don't like Skittles.
Oh, Aisley doesn't like Skittles. James, what are you up to?
He wanted to swap the toxic waste.
Oh,
because
you
it's
can
lemon.
Later. Yeah, tell me about the Skittles, though, that you just ate like 17 of.
A plus.
That's all right. You just love Skittles. All right. We'll go to the next one. 7. That is going to be the... it's going to be... Snickers. Yeah, it's your Snickers. It's the one with... Yeah, that's the right one, Aisley.
Yeah, so we kind of, like, cut these open a little bit, so they
look... Yeah, so you can see the inside. Yeah, how does that look?
The inside looks awesome.
Got layers in there?
Yeah. Like, when you can see the layers, it's just awesome.
You like
there's light brown.
Too.
Yeah.
There's light brown on it, and then dark brown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dark brown. It's like, I think it's caramel and chocolate. Caramel, chocolate, and then nuts.
James, watching you eat candy is an experience. Just put a whole half of Snickers in his mouth. Aisley, you have any feelings about this one? Everyone's still eating. We're feeling the textures. You got, like, peanuts in there, right? You got some nougat, caramel, chocolate. How's that all mixing together for you? You taste everything mm-hmm. individually? Everyone's mouths are... I mean, James' mouth is just full.
Tastes like candy.
James has probably, like, 7 Skittles in there, plus a Snickers.
All right, so
yeah.
It's kind of, like, almost the perfect combination of, like, candy stuff. So I'm going to give it an A+.
A+?
Yeah.
Aisley, how do you feel about that one? What's your rating?
A C.
Wow, it's very hard to please Aisley, except for Airhead Extremes. James is doing that weird water thing again. James, how do you feel about Snickers?
Really good.
Really good? Well, grade?
A+.
A+. 2 A+s and a C.
I love so much food. I mean, food is good.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right. Next one. We got number 6 again. We already did that one. Number 1. Dots.
Yes!
Yay!
Dots are a very controversial candy. Yeah. I don't know if you guys know that.
They're like,
they're either loved or hated.
Yes, exactly.
I believe dentists probably love them because that's probably how they get most of their money. You guys eating dots.
Well, dots are pretty good, though.
They're...
I think gummies are more, like, this is a gummy, but, like, fruit snacks are, like, more... Probably bought them dots, but dots are really good.
Yeah, dots are good because like they get stuck in your teeth and you can save them for later.
I kind of sus, Justin.
Well, I mean, they just melt themselves to your teeth.
Hey yo,
what? What are you doing with that water?
The water bottle's ruined. mean,
that's how all my water runs.
What are your feelings about dots?
They're okay.
Yeah.
If you've had fruit snacks, which you probably have.
Wait.
Which you probably have had.
Mm-hmm. Did you
they're
all...
like that, but more squishy and gooey.
Did you guys have Gushers before?
I have had Gushers.
I have not had Gushers.
I love Gushers.
But you have to try Gushers. It's kind of like this, but it doesn't have like the burst of flavor.
Right, but it's that same kind of weird, like that same gummy style. Yeah.
I don't like the texture of them.
Oh, okay. What bugs you about the texture?
It just gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have, like, a way to get it not stuck in my teeth.
Brush them.
Toothpick.
Yeah.
Toothpick? What's your way?
I just don't get them stuck in my teeth.
What is? Are you not going to share your way of not doing that?
No, wait. You can just put them in your mouth and then swallow.
But that defeats the purpose of having a gummy. And then you're just taking a pill.
True.
A pill of sugar.
A pill of sugar. All right, rating.
It's like a hill.
It is like a, yeah, like a hill. What's your rating?
A.
A? James?
A+.
A+? Aisley?
A.
It is very easy to please James with candy.
Like, yes.
They're all A+s.
I know. I'm very...
Number 6 again. Number 8.
Oh,
it's going to be your Kit Kat bar.
Yeah.
Give me a break of that Kit Kat bar. Oh, Aisley, do you not have a Kit Kat?
Nope.
Do you want one?
Nope, I already know what they taste like.
Okay. What would you rate it if you were to taste it, Aisley? Is it a C?
A B.
A B? And you don't want one?
No.
All right. How's the snap in that Kit Kat? Is it a good snap?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? James, I don't know how you fit all this food in your mouth, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was a good Kit Kat snap. Nice. That's good audio. All right. So would you guys give someone a break of your Kit Kat bar?
Mm-hmm. It is really good.
Are you guys young? Like, are you old enough to know the Kit Kat commercials where they do the
mm-hmm.
"Give me a break, guy"? Mm-hmm. Kit Kat bar, you know that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now they only have those ones where people like run into the Kit Kat and they fall. Like, why?
I haven't even seen that.
Kit Kat workers, what? if you're listening to this, you should make a Kit Kat soda.
Kit Kat soda?
Yeah.
You think that would be good?
No.
That'd be kind of weird.
So it's like in a soda bottle, but a bunch of Kit Kats.
Like, so now
like
I can
in
see
little
inside.
Pieces, so then you can just act like it's a water.
That's actually kind of smart. I like that. That's forward
thinking.
I mean, thinking.
It's pretty cool that they have their entire name on the Kit Kat.
That is good market. Like, that takes time and care and effort.
Or a machine.
Or a machine.
That's
fair.
Or
all
a
right.
Machine.
What we got next? James, man, that's good job drinking that one. That's a lot of backwash. I think that whole bottle was in your mouth, and now it's not in your mouth anymore.
Very good.
All right. I think the water bottle tastes better than the candy.
Did you guys already eat the Skittles yet? All right, what do we even have left? Number 11. All right, now it's time for the whatchamacallit. Have you guys ever had a whatchamacallit before?
Yep, I've never had one.
You've never had one?
This is the whatchamacallit.
That is the whatchamacallit.
The whatchamacallit.
How do you feel about the tech? What separates that from a Kit Kat?
Okay.
It doesn't have like the lines.
It's gigantic.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have the lines on it.
Okay.
It has. It's like side by side. Like so.
Alright.
I haven't even tried it yet. So.
Aisley tried it and instantly had.
It looks pretty cool, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, let's dig in, bro.
I could watch James eat candy all day.
I can't.
Alright, what are you getting? What's the flavors you're getting out of that? Because there's weird stuff in there.
Disgusting.
Peanut butter?
Okay.
Nuts?
Okay.
Yeah, caramel. Literally everything you can possibly imagine in a Kit Kat.
Yeah, try to tell me if you can guess all the things that are in there. You got peanut butter.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Did you get,
there's like these crunchy things. I don't even understand what they are.
They're,
give me the papers.
Caramel crisps.
Oh,
they're good.
Give me the packet. I think I'll guess it with the packet, yeah.
They're peanut flavored crisps.
Mm-hmm.
And caramel and chocolate. There you go. All
exactly.
Right.
So
rate
good.
The whatchamacallit.
A plus. Definitely A+.
A+ for James, A+ for Anthony.
D.
Why do you hate so much candy?
So it's not as bad as the Almond Joy, though.
No, it's like a tiny bit.
A tiny bit.
I don't know
better.
How my dad likes them.
Yeah. Oh, he likes them?
All right, yes.
What have we not had yet?
We haven't had M&M's.
The Sour Patch Kids.
We haven't had these. Starbursts, I guess.
Charleston Chews, we haven't had.
All right, so let's just go, because we're running out of numbers on the dice. Let's go with the Charleston Chews.
The Charleston Chews.
Which one's that?
The little chocolate thing.
All right, so they're like marshmallowy on the inside.
Oh, interesting. Aisley hates it.
All right, yeah, so it's marshmallow with chocolate.
All right. Some nougat in there, maybe? Vanilla.
What?
There's
why?
Chewy flavored nougat.
What?
Delicious. This says delicious chocolatey coating. You don't think it's delicious, Aisley?
No.
Why what? Why does it taste so bad?
No. He's just like.
He's just shoving his mouth.
All right. Yeah. So, I'm going to give this one a C because it's like the marshmallow isn't as good as like other fillings. Like marshmallow isn't that great as a filling.
Right. And marshmallow and nougat.
Unless. It's in a s'more.
Got you. Yeah, that
exactly.
makes sense. What are you... Man, James, your mouth is full. What do you give it?
Is there an A++?
There can be if you want one. Is that
A++.
Best candy so far, then?
Yes.
Wow. All
right. I have it in the champion section for me.
The champion section?
The champion
Aisley, section. What do you give that?
D.
D? All right. D. Still not as bad as the Almond Joy, but just as bad as the one before.
All right, so Starburst.
Yeah, Starburst up next.
All right, okay. Starburst.
Dude, let's
Starburst.
I forgot to finish this Kit Kat.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm ready now.
All right, let's talk about the Starbursts. All right. How do you feel about the individually wrapped?
They're square.
Nature? Yeah, they are.
Why?
Square.
They're so basic.
Yeah, they are basic. What about the wrapping on them? I hate the wrapping on the Starburst.
It is so annoying to open. Like, you gotta have a strategy.
Yeah, you gotta go
it
like
that. It does force you to slow down, though.
I grab my pocket knife. I just go. scrape it off.
Okay. What are your thoughts? Oh, she's still going. Anthony, what are your thoughts?
Basically, what you're gonna do is like, it's like juicy if you chew it enough.
Okay.
And also it's like a very, it's like harder than a fruit snack, but not as hard as like a lollipop.
Okay. Hang on, James is drinking.
I'm gonna need another water.
Okay, I'll get you another water.
Oh my.
All right.
The water wanted to leave.
All right, we'll be right back after this commercial break where I get them some more water.
Yes. Big commercial break.
All right, big commercial break. I'll be right back.
Hello. I am James, and I'm a very cool dentist. And are
your teeth running out?
If so, then go to Garden Club of Norwalk, www.erd.exe, and make sure to brush your teeth for a good 5 minutes. Okay, bye.
Hey, just so everybody knows, that place is not a real dentist. Thanks for listening. And for real, brush your teeth.
All right, we're back from the commercial break. We just got our waters.
Yeah,
and
I hope you like that teeth commercial break.
The what?
The teeth commercial break?
Yes.
Now we gotta make a dentist commercial. Alright. We'll go back, we'll make a dentist commercial. You guys will have already heard it. I'm sure it'll be great.
Totally.
Alright. You guys are all refreshed?
Yeah. So next
cleansed palates.
So we're gonna do some M&M's.
Peanut butter M&M's.
Yeah, peanut butter.
Let's go. What you got? Do you not like peanut butter M&M's? Really?
What?
I already ate them all.
You already ate them all? Did you chew them?
Almost.
Okay. All right. What are your thoughts about the peanut butter M&Ms?
Peanut buttery. They're
A
pretty
plus.
Good.
A plus? James, yeah. Give them an A plus?
I love food.
I literally like peanut butter. Any, like, peanut butter things are really good. Like, peanut butter is good. So, A. Mm-hmm.
All right. Aisla, what are your thoughts? You drank water really fast after eating it, so.
A C.
A C? All right. Not terrible, though. It's really hard to get Aisley to give something an A+. All right. Next up is, looks like the Reese's Cup.
Reese's
How
Puffs.
How do you guys
Reese's
feel about
Puffs.
The packaging of the Reese's Cup?
Yes.
Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs. Eat them up.
Oh,
eat
it's
them
melting.
Up, eat them up. Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs.
See, all right. All right.
Eat them up.
You all guys right. ever had Reese's Reese's Puffs, like the cereal?
I wanted to get it,
yep.
but, like, I couldn't.
Because my I had it like, before. So
just
good.
Get the one you know
kid,
you
that
like.
That stuff came out.
Well,
all right, what do you think?
This looks good.
Yeah?
I can see the inside from the bottom.
Yeah. Now you can see the inside from the side.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I get that in A+.
Wow, Aisley must have liked it because she is licking the package clean. This better
I get
be
that
an
A+.
All right, James gave it an A+, just in case everyone was wondering.
A. My mom would give it an A+, though. She
yeah,
loves
but you give it
Reese's.
An A?
Yeah.
All right, Aisley.
A D.
A D?
I'm getting an A.
An A, okay.
Not even an A+.
No, she gave it, no, not an A+. She has not had an A+ yet.
Yes, I have.
Oh, that was the Airheads Extreme?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next up
stuff
will be
in
the,
her mouth. Maybe that'll work.
Next up is the Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah. I love Sour Patch Kids.
I gotta drink some. It was really
Ow.
Flavorful.
You drank the Sour Patch Kid?
No. I'm saying I had to get the flavor out from the Reese's
oh,
cup.
Gotcha,
it was
gotcha.
Very, like, flavorful yeah. and stuff. Mm-hmm.
You said your mom would give a Reese's cup an A+?
Mm-hmm.
It's really sour, huh? Aza's having a rough time with this one.
A
James,
plus.
How'd it go? Wow, when did you eat it?
Just now.
I didn't even see that happen. Wow, A+? All right. Man, poor James, his plate is empty. Anthony's still going. getting all the textures in there.
Oh, the only thing that's not empty is the toxic waste.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm really scared excited for you guys to eat that.
I haven't had it in so long.
Anthony, how'd it go?
It's like sour and more sour, and then, like, when does the sweet kick in? Like, where is, like, their ads are like, oh, it's sour and sweet, and then the package is like, it's sour and sweet, and it's like, it's sour, no sweet.
Huh. Aisley, what are your thoughts about it?
A+.
A+? Wow.
Yeah!
That was a great fake out, Aisley. That was impressive. A+. So Aisley really likes the sour stuff. What grade do you give it?
It's like a B+.
A B+?
Kind of.
Okay.
Sort of, yeah.
If the sweet was there, would it be an A+?
Yeah.
All right. So now we're up to the very last thing.
No.
The toxic waste.
420 gallons of sugar on this.
Yeah, toxic waste, I promise, is a flavor of candy. I'm not feeding these children actual toxic waste, just in case there's any adults listening.
Yeah, me and Anthony picked this crap out.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
I can't open it.
Aisley is not having any.
Aisley,
can you give us the play-by-play of what's happening with them while they're eating it?
Yeah. All right, let's do this. All
right, Aisley's going to give a play-by-play. Don't eat it until I tell you to, James, okay?
Okay, I'll try not to.
All right.
Wait, what?
Don't eat it yet. James, can I see? I'll open it. Oh, you already got it out?
Yeah.
All right. Aisley will tell us what their reaction is live as they eat it. 3, 2, 1, go ahead. All right, they're eating it.
All right.
What do their faces look like, Aisley?
Pain.
Yeah.
My tongue is burning.
I can't.
You have water in front of you.
True.
I do.
Wow, first one to drink water loses. Oh, James lost. Oh, man, he doesn't even care. He's dying.
Ah!
James couldn't drink.
He's lucky. He got the non-watermelon one.
You switched out for that.
No.
No.
Oh, you kept that one? Watermelon is the worst one?
No, that's the best one.
Oh. The lemon one is the one you got.
What do you mean? This isn't watermelon.
He said non-watermelon.
This is apple.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
James has officially taken his toxic waste out of his mouth. Anthony still has his in his mouth. James couldn't do it.
I'm going back in.
He's going back in. Okay. It's been rough for James, but he's powering through. Anthony, you done? Did you get past the sour? Oh, Anthony's
there's
done.
Sour in the middle, so I gotta get to that.
Oh, I see.
Pour water on it, and the sour goes away.
Is that what you did? Oh, so James is good to go. Oh, okay. All right, so that, I believe, is the end of our taste testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yummy food.
All right, so I think that might be...
The interview is up next.
Yeah, the interview's coming.
For who?
We'll be interviewing... Morgan from the children's desk of the Norfolk Library. So,
very nice. Yeah,
enjoy the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very fun.
Welcome back to MPL Talks. We're here with Morgan. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Do you have any pets?
I do have a pet. Her name's Bella, and she's a little pug. But I'm allergic to her, so.
Yeah, wait, how? Why do you have a dog if you're allergic to dogs?
Well.
Mildly allergic.
Mildly allergic?
Yeah, some people are mildly allergic and they have pets. Like, they can't deal with so much hair, but, like, they can still have them.
That's correct. So what I do is every time I pet her, I just wash my hands. Or I just go to bed because the allergies get so bad. But it's worth it because she's really cute, so.
My mom is extremely allergic. If even, like, a dog, like, brushes past her, she gets, like, hives on her.
Really?
What's your favorite color?
Okay, so I can't choose a favorite color because I like all the colors. So I'm going to say, like, the rainbow. Is that an okay answer? Okay, thank you.
What's your favorite number?
My favorite number is 8 because I was born on that. Oh. And it's just a really cool number.
What are you studying in?
Well, right now I'm in high school, so I'm going into my last year of high school.
Yeah, but, like, what do you want to study in college?
So I'm a little indecisive. I'm looking at a lot of things. I'm interested in, like, history and, like, political science and maybe even journalism, like, newspapers and stuff. So that's what I'm looking at right now.
Cool.
Thanks.
I say a lot of things are cool.
You do? That's okay, because a lot of things are cool. Mm-hmm.
Do you mean it, though?
Half the time. Why did you choose to come to the library?
Well, I actually came here because I was volunteering for school, because Nerd Nation come here sometimes, and they do, like, programs, so I was helping with that. And then I was like, I need volunteer hours for school. So I asked Justin if you guys had volunteer hours. And then he was like, no, but there's a job. So then he proceeded to write down Stacy's email, but like with the worst handwriting I've ever seen. So I actually emailed the wrong email the first time.
Did you for real?
Yes, I did. But then eventually I came in and I got a job. So
I did not know that. My handwriting is very bad. I broke my hand a couple times, so it's fair.
It's excusable.
Mm-hmm. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, you really do.
So, pancakes or waffles?
Oh, it's important.
Yes, it's very important.
Definitely waffles. I can only eat pancakes in moderation because like they make me feel sick. So I love waffles, though. Waffles are better.
It's like the same mix.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing in it. It's just but like you just put it in the iron versus a pan.
Well, it's the texture of it all.
Wait, if you put your waffle in an iron, wouldn't it get smooth?
It's the waffle iron.
But don't irons take wrinkles out of things?
It's a special kind of iron.
Sounds like a broken iron.
I don't think Justin does his laundry, so he doesn't know the difference
between irons. That's probably fair.
What's your favorite ride at Sierra Point?
Probably the like super like the fast horses that go really fast. I can't
race horses.
The race horses. I like those.
Cedar
I can't
Downs?
Ride those.
Those are fun. Cedar Down?
That
yeah,
could be.
I think so. Just like it's like the carousel, but like faster. I can't ride roller coasters because I'm scared of them, so I just do all the little baby rides.
You should try the Iron Dragon. It's very, like, mild.
It's very, shaky and stuff. So.
Well, I have ridden the Iron Dragon. I do like the Iron Dragon, yeah. But, like, I've ridden Iron Dragon, the Blue Streak, which was terrible, the Mine Ride, which wasn't fun, the Blue Dragon, not Blue Dragon, the Iron Dragon was cool.
Blue Dragon!
I'll ride the Mine Ride and the Iron Dragon, but I feel like one time I rode the Blue Streak and like my butt was flying out of the seat.
Mm. Yep.
The Blue Streak Same. Is the worst. It will break yes. your neck in half.
Yeah, it was my first
oh,
ride.
Oh, really? You think that's the worst?
I do.
What
yes.
about the Magnum?
The Magnum is one of the best rides.
Yeah, I know it is, but everyone's okay. like everyone's like
such a point.
I know everyone's like it's like shaky. And
it's
stuff.
Not that shaky. The Magnum is. I mean, it's a little bit.
Yeah.
The end where it rips your head forward is pretty terrible. But like the Blue Streak is like that the whole time.
No, it's not.
The Blue Streak?
Yeah, it is.
That ride is horrible.
No, it's not.
Yes. The Blue Streak.
Have you ridden it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know about
Difference
that.
Difference of opinion.
Yeah. That's
Difference
okay.
of
I,
opinion.
I respectfully disagree with you, Anthony.
Agree.
Not because I think that your answer could possibly be right ever, but I just don't want to argue with you about it.
Have you ever been on Corkscrew?
I have not, because it's scary, and I'm scared of rides.
Don't go on that.
Don't? Okay.
It's like the roller coaster that you can walk under.
Oh yeah, does it go upside down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that.
It's three times in a row.
See,
yeah,
I'll fall
I hate
off.
That.
My luck is so bad, I would fall off. I'd be the first person to fall off a Cedar Point ride.
I, like, passed out for a split second on that, because that was my first, like, upside down ride.
Well, I'm glad it was only for a split second.
Yeah.
No, I'm never gonna do it. That's terrible.
Like they do like this.
Yeah,
but it's terrible.
Yeah. It's bigger every time.
If you were to get volunteer like hours anywhere else, where would you choose?
That's a good question. Well, I used to volunteer at When Pigs Fly, which is like they do like all their money goes to like charity and stuff. So I'd probably do that again because that was a really nice place to work. But I really like the library, so I don't know if I want to go anywhere else. And I don't volunteer here. Now I get paid to work here, which is really cool. So.
What's your favorite book?
I knew it was going to come, and I thought about it, and then I forgot every book I've ever read.
Ooh.
Okay, so I just read this book called Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin. He was, like, an activist and stuff, so I think he's really cool. I really like that book. And I also like this other book I read called Aristotle and Dante Discover the Secrets of the Universe, and I thought that was very cool. So those are my favorite books right now. But you ask me next week, it will be a different book.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Jojo Rabbit. It is such a good movie, and I was just talking about this to London, so it's a good movie. Directed by Taika Waititi and written by Taika Waititi.
Have you ever watched Jumanji?
I have not, but I know some of the actors in there are really funny. Should I watch Jumanji?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll go home and watch Jumanji.
Have you ever been to the drive-in?
I have been in a drive-in. It's been a very long time, but I think it's really fun. The last movie I saw was like the second Minions movie in the drive-in, so it was a while ago.
I think the last movie I saw at the drive-in was Finding Nemo.
Really? That's so long ago.
It was a while.
Thanks for being on. Anything you want to say before you go?
No.
No?
Thanks for having me. That's what I want to say.
All right, we just did the interview, and I guess that's the end of the podcast.
Yes, so. Very cool gaming.
Thank you, James. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Pleasure being here.
Bye.